Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, May 20th, 2020. What can be gained in the loss of a pet? There I was in the laundry room, cleaning Rascal's litter box, when suddenly I heard him wail. Rascal was lying on the floor, having a seizure. Immediately, I took him to the animal hospital, but I knew he wasn't going to make it. He was DOA. Just like that. No warning. No sign at all. My precious Rascal of 12 years was gone. I know. He's just a pet. Just a cat. But God used him in so many ways to comfort me and bring me joy through the years, especially after I lost my most precious one of all on earth, Ed, my soulmate. And my Rascal was the last living thing that Ed and I shared together. Memories flooded into my mind. I saw Ed holding Rascal and Whitefoot, his brother, in his arms when they were 3 months old. The picture found in the blog text is one of my very favorite pictures of Ed. But of course, along with those memories comes pain. Why, Lord, why? What can the loss of my kitty do for your kingdom? I know the answer. So do you. It's found in Romans 8:28. And we know. I do know. Not precisely what good will come from the loss of my kitty, but that good will come of it. I have tons of evidence of God's goodness and faithfulness to me these last 35 years of walking with Him. His grace has been sufficient, even with the loss of my soulmate. He is producing fruit for His kingdom. Focusing on the character of my wonderful God and keeping an eternal perspective are the only things which have enabled me to thrive and not just survive these last 10 years without my husband. Pondering on those last few years with my man on earth reminded me of something very important. Before Ed passed away, he was meditating on Psalm 116:15, which says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints." That verse used to really baffle me until the Lord showed me that I was only looking at my side of the relationship with Him, of the joy I would have when I saw my Savior's face. But what about His side? Relationships are two-sided, you know. Jesus also looks forward to enjoying each of His children when He brings them to their heavenly home, because then there will be no more hindrances interfering our relationship with Him, no more barriers of sin or the physical realm. What joy! How exciting! But there's more. My Rascal's passing brought this new insight. When we buy a special gift for someone we love, knowing with absolute certainty it will bring them much joy, we can hardly wait to give it to them, to see that smile on their face. So too is our loving Father greatly anticipating the time He can freely bestow all the wonderful things He wants to give us, which He has bought for us with His Son's blood. Can't you hear Him say, "Just you wait. You've only seen a glimpse of my glory, of my goodness, only experienced a smidgen of my joy. You haven't seen anything yet." No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among His people. He will live with them, and they will be His people. God Himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." Revelation 21:3-4. Yes, I will miss my Rascal, and I will continue to miss Ed. But this thought that God is also greatly anticipating our reunion comforts my aching soul. And who knows? Maybe he'll recreate Rascal on the new earth, as well as all the other precious pets I have lost. Until next time, my friends, picture your Savior waiting at heaven's door with welcoming open arms, saying, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come and share your master's happiness."